Working to cleanse my guilt and pride. Blood of Christ the crucified.
Unleavened Bread Ministries presents
From your hands, your feet, your side.
Unleavened Bread Bible Studies with David Eales.
Can quench my thirsting soul. Purest water made me whole. Let your streams of mercy flow, oh Jesus. Trust in you.
Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for making this possible, for blessing us mightily, for anointing this revelation to get across to people, and so that they can pray and believe God for their protection. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Amen. Well, we're going to continue with Preserved from the Beast. This is number 25. Yep. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about Babylon weaponizing cell phones and computers. All right. We just received by faith at random a text that we have received many, many times. It's the story of God's apostate people trusting in the strength of man to save them from, in this case, the deep state Babylonish beast, which is costing them their lives. Jeremiah 43, 4 through 7 says, So, Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces, and all the people obeyed not the voice of the Lord to dwell in the land of Judah. But Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Judah that were returned from all the nations whither they had been driven to sojourn in the land of Judah. And the men, and the women, and the children, and the king's daughters, and every person that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Hicam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch the son of Neriah. And they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, that they came in. And they came unto Tophanes. Amen. Well, they went to trust in the arm of the flesh, to trust in the arm of Egypt, because they didn't believe the Lord. They didn't believe his prophets. And this cost them their lives. God's people went to trust in Egypt to save them from Babylon, who then went down to Egypt and killed them. Jeremiah 43:9-11. Take great stones in thy hand, and hide them in the mortar, in the brickwork, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tophanes, in the sight of the men of Judah, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will send and take Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hid, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And he shall come and shall smite the land of Egypt. Babylon is going to smite the land of Egypt because God's people who fled there for refuge could not get away from him because God decreed it. Such as are for death shall be given to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I thought to myself when we got this text again after so many times that this must be very important to the Lord since we have received this many times. And concerning his people going down to Egypt or trusting in the arm of the flesh, right? And being killed by the Babylonians. And of course, trusting in the deep state depopulationists to give them a vaccine rather than trusting the Lord was offensive to the Lord. Jeremiah 17:5-8. Not that you can't repent and receive healing. You can, of course. Jeremiah 17:5-8 says, "For thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man that trusts in man, and maketh the flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places of the wilderness, a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose trust the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out its root by the river, and shall not fear when heat cometh. But its leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought." We got a year of drought coming. "Neither shall cease from yielding fruit." Well, Deep State Babylon just burned 1,000 homes in Colorado, just like they did in Paradise. And they used DEW weapons. It's very obvious. The trees around the houses are still there, and cars are melted, and their wheels are melted on the ground in a puddle. It takes super heat to do all that. And conservatives and Christians there were resisting the deep state. And it reminds me of this verse about Babylon taking down the apostate leadership of God's people, Jeremiah 52:13. "And he burned the house of the Lord," representing the churches, "and the king's house," representing their leadership's houses, "and all the houses of Jerusalem, even every great house," in other words, the great men, the giants. Remember I tell you about the half-breeds, you know, half Christian, but they're real worldly, and they're big guys in the world, right? Well, watch out. "And every great house burned he with fire." And based on these verses, I said almost 5 years ago that Babylon would burn churches and leadership homes. And many apostate church leaders have sent their people to get the vaccines, which is totally ludicrous. And now they're dying. And I suspect a backlash is coming from the Christians themselves, that their leaders had no more sense than this. And here's a very interesting article which could relate to this. In the U.S., the Supreme Court has ruled that vaccinated people worldwide are products, patented goods, according to U.S. law, no longer human. You heard it right. That was Telegram at Dark Universe. And through a modified DNA or RNA vaccination, the mRNA vaccination, the person ceases to be human and becomes the owner of the holder of the modified gen vaccination patent, because they have their own genome and are no longer human, without natural people, in other words, but transhuman. So, a category that does not exist in human rights. Oh my goodness. The quality of a natural person and all related rights are lost. Can you imagine this? This applies worldwide, and patents are subject to U.S. law. Since 2013, all people vaccinated with GM-modified mRNAs are legally transhuman and legally identified as transhuman, and do not enjoy any human or other rights of a state. And this applies worldwide because GenPoint technology patents are under U.S. jurisdiction and law where they were registered. And I'll put you a PDF here. You can look at this. And the source of this, of course, is the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court. And then this came to me. when Michael had found a video that the deep state is able to assassinate people by their cell phone. And also, the graphene oxide computer cell phone connection is in those who were vaccinated. The thought came to me that they are able to execute these people by cell phone or computer, which we know is capable to contact the graphene oxide in the vaccinated to affect their person. And this could be done on multitudes of people scattered over a large area, and people would just consider that they died of COVID. But the educated would believe that they died of the vaccine, right? So I'll give you the link of the video here of a woman who was getting her nails done at a salon. And the salon video cameras picked up footage of her cell phone sending out electrical flashes towards her left arm, where she was holding the phone very close to her. And then she immediately went into convulsions and fell out on the floor. So I'll give you that link here, and you can look at it if you want to. And the link says, one day in 2022, your cell phone may kill you or turn you into zombies. And that's in Before It's News, 12/26/21. Did they figure out how to depopulate humanity? This is in the Before It's News article. Using frequency sound weapons? Using cell phone technology? I'm not sure they would even need 5G to do that, but I do believe that's the plan. Remember that 2022 is the final year in the three-year plan. Frequency weapon? Some of us have seen the videos where people are being frequency attacked by their phones. That's why this video is important. It's likely the woman had the vax. Did she live or die on the spot? Your cell phone may kill you. Okay. Of course, we know as Christians better. We know better. Here's the 1980s music video, Experiment 4, about frequency sound weapons. Kate Bush nails it on 1980s music video, Experiment 4, about frequency sound weapons. And my thought is that this video appears to show an inventor whose heart was to do good to humanity with his invention. I believe this could represent Nikola Tesla, whose revelation and inventions proved that frequencies could heal, which was his purpose. However, wicked military people and their bosses turned this into a weapon on the other end of the spectrum, the other end of the frequency spectrum. And in the video, it appears he was very frustrated and angry that this was happening. He brought it for the good, but it was being turned to the bad. And it appeared to at first be a good thing, but ended up being deadly. And when it got out in the video, it killed many people. And the final chilling words of her song on that video says, and the public are warned to stay off. Well, here are the lyrics. Verse 1. We were working secretly for the military. Our experiment in sound was nearly ready to begin. We only know, in theory, what we are doing. Music made for pleasure, music made to thrill. It was music we were making here until, and the chorus was, They told us all they wanted was a sound that could kill someone from a distance. So we go ahead, and the meters are over in the red. It's a mistake in the making. And verse 2. From the painful cry of mothers to the terrifying scream, we recorded it and put it into our machine. And the chorus. But they told us all they wanted was a sound that could kill someone from a distance. So we go ahead, and the meters are off in the red. It's a mistake that we're making. The bridge. It could feel like falling in love. It could feel so bad, but it could feel so good. It could sing you to sleep, but that dream is your enemy. Verse 3. We won't be there to be blamed. We won't be there to snitch. In other words, the killers will be far away, and you won't know who killed this person, right? I just pray that someone there can hit the switch. Well, it appears that in the video, the man, the inventor, who I think is Tesla, tried to turn the switch off but failed. Then the chorus. But they told us all they wanted was a sound that could kill someone from a distance. So we go ahead, and the meters were over in the red. It's a mistake we've made. And the outro. And the public are warned to stay off. Very interesting. Well, you know that the deep state loves to tell us what they're doing, right? They're very arrogant. Okay, here's an article on weaponized cell phone theory demonstrated in the movie Cell. John Cusack and Samuel Jackson star in this tale of a mysterious phone signal that turns much of the population into murderous predators. And Signature Entertainment releases Cell. And I'll put the trailer here for you. Okay. Zombie alert. Early 2022. Watch the movie Cell now. It is probably a documentary. In other words, it's not fictitious as people think. Right? And the deep state always tells us what they're going to do before they do it. So here's the writer's theory. Zombies created with 5G and graphene oxide, a vax ingredient, and a cell phone. CONOP 8888 U.S. Department of Defense Strategic Command Zombie Defense Plan exists. Airlines panicking over 5G rollout. And he says, this, folks, this is important. This is a zombie event coming. The military and Pentagon already know. Okay, here's a U.S. military actually made a zombie apocalypse training manual. Yes, really. Well, of course, they use, you know, fictitious names to cover up something that actually happens. They want to take your brain. They really do. They want you to be the walking dead, right? So here it is. Internet Culture, published May the 14th, 2014, updated May the 31st, 2021. If the U.S. is ever attacked by evil magic zombies, or even the relatively tame creature that is a chicken zombie, rest assured that the Department of Defense has it covered. Seriously, a document has apparently been unearthed by Foreign Policy magazine that appears to show either the incredible level of preparedness of the U.S. national security community, or it demonstrates how the people tasked with keeping the nation safe are insane. Yes, well, we know that I mean, they're losing the battle. The deep state is losing the battle, definitely. But they haven't. They obviously haven't lost all of their power. You know, we're seeing them take out cities almost. So, the reading on, it says the zombie attack training manual, ConOp 8888, or Counter Zombie Dominance, is dated April 2011 and was supposedly found buried on a secret military computer. It tells military planners how to defeat an invasion of flesh eaters. I don't guess you remember that, you know, that sequence of events while people were watching on TV nutcases devouring someone's face on, you know, it was just amazing. And this was going on in several places, like a test, you know. And how to preserve the sanctity of non-zombie life, they called it. From magic zombies to chicken zombies, even vegetarian zombies, they're all in the file with a plan for how to take them out. Zombies pose a threat to all non-zombie human life, says ConOp 8888. Strategic Command will be prepared to preserve the sanctity of human life and conduct operations in support of any human population, including traditional adversaries. While the manual says in its disclaimer that this plan was not actually designed as a joke, it still kind of is. And what the intelligence community has done here is use zombie as a kind of code word for enemy, so as not to look like the Pentagon is planning for an invasion of a particular country, religion, or plague. To prepare for all possible situations, it says, we elected do use a completely impossible scenario. They could never be mistaken for a real plan. Aha! Well, we know what they're planning to do with the people's brains, especially they've started very well with the vaccine to change people into submissive walking dead. So now I'm going to continue with this article. It says, all of which begs the question, of course, if zombies are being used as metaphors for real threats, what are vegetarian zombies doing in there? Chicken zombies could, of course, mean avian bird flu, and evil magic zombies could easily be a thinly veiled reference to Al-Qaeda or some other real enemy. But there can be no such thing as a vegetarian zombie. And second, what threat do vegetarians pose, either in this universe or the ones inhabited by the person who wrote this manual? Well, my thought is they've already threatened to get the graphene oxide in your food and put it in the cabbage and lettuce and things like that and other foods. In fact, they want to put it in everything they can get their hands on until everybody has graphene oxide so they can be controlled. Okay, back to this. In fact, according to Military Zombie Survival Guide, vegetarian zombies pose no direct threat to humans because they only eat plant life, which makes total sense. Yes, eating the plant life and getting the graphene oxide could make you a zombie. Okay, ConOp 8888, also known as Counter Zombie Dominance, is a U.S. Department of Defense Strategic Command, ConOp, document that describes a plan for defending against zombies. The April 30th, 2011 document depicts fictional scenarios of zombie attacks for training students in military planning. So you can read the full Zombie Apocalypse Training Manual here. We'll leave a link. It's ConPlan 8888. Now, if that was not all bad enough, the airlines are panicking over 5G. The opening scene of the movie Cell takes place in Airport. And what do they know? Well, here it says planned 5G wireless deployment could compromise airline safety, aviation executives warn. And this is Newsweek, Justin Kluwans, December 21st, 2021. Aviation executives expressed their fears Monday that the potential coming deployment of 5G wireless technology could harm the airline industry. In a joint letter acquired by Reuters, addressed to the U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, Boeing CEO David Calhoun and Airbus America's CEO Jeffrey Niddle urged DOT Secretary Pete Buttigieg to postpone the upcoming rollout of technology, citing multiple concerns. 5G interference could adversely affect the ability of aircraft to safely operate. And what about the operators? Yeah. The letter stated, adding that the rollout of the technology could have an enormous negative impact on the aviation industry. Both AT&T and Verizon are planning to deploy C-band spectrum 5G wireless networks across the United States on January the 5th. The technology was originally slated to go online in November, but the companies agreed to push the date into 2022. After concerns were cited, and now the airline executives are hoping to slide that date even further down the calendar. The airplane manufacturers, who are typically considered direct competitors, came together in a rare show of unity to voice concerns that the 5G initiative could lead to numerous delays at airports throughout the country. What about planes in the sky? The pair of companies represent the vast majority of the airplanes built for commercial aviation use, and they also have a large market share of military aircraft. The letter from Boeing and Airbus cited a statistic from Trade Group Airlines for America, which stated that if 5G had been in effect in 2019, it would have resulted in the delay or cancellation of 345,000 passenger flights and 5,400 cargo flights. Well, of course, now we're having trouble with the pilots having taken the vaccine are not capable of doing what they need to do and not dependable. And so they're grounding flights because of that, okay? Okay, back to the article. The sentiment from the airline executives echoed a report released December the 7th from the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration that said 5G technology could lead to scheduling problems and safety issues in the skies. After issuing its report, the FAA went on to present a pair of airworthiness directives that would prohibit aircraft from operating certain radio functions while in the area of 5G signals. Because radio altimeter anomalies that are undetected by the aircraft automation or pilot, particularly close to the ground, could lead to loss of continued safe flight and landing, one of the directives stated. In other words, you could end up with a bunch of dead people. However, the FAA later issued a statement in which it said that the expansion of 5G and aviation will safely coexist. Sounds like when they let the cat out of the bag, they have to go stuff him back in there, you know? Verizon also released a statement pushing back against the FAA guidelines, stating that there is no evidence that 5G operations using C-band spectrum pose any risk to aviation safety, as the real-world experience in dozens of countries already using the spectrum for 5G confirms. The communications giant added that it was taking an additional steps to minimize energy coming from 5G base stations. However, in spite of the statements released by multiple parties, the Airline Pilots Association stated Monday that the discussions regarding 5G were at a stalemate, adding that it was a big problem for passengers, shippers, and the American economy. I don't think they're worried about the American economy. Equally important to look at is what is in the vaccines. So look at the freaky live blood sample of vaxxed under microscope. I'll put that link here so you can look at that. The thing is definitely alive, as are other strange unidentified creatures swimming around in blood sample of vaxxed people. It's like an ecosystem humanity has never seen before. Okay. And Dr. Ariana Love said, I agree with what one scientist suggested, that the reason the vaxxes are kept under extremely cold storage is to keep the creatures under a suspended animation until they are thawed out and activated by human temperatures. Now, looking at this blood sample, it's clear we can see several creatures moving about, a blue, colorful thing, and a large hydra-like creature that some are suggesting might be able to self-regenerate itself. We've already talked about this before once, but I just wanted to remind you. And therefore is basically immortal. The tinier critters look rather active and like they are more developed than simple bacteria. And I wonder what everybody is doing. Probably eating stuff, eliminating waste, and reproducing. Most likely, what this means is that the blood of the vaxxed has likely become a literal alien hybrid cesspool of waste byproducts. And who knows what else? We're still finding out. Folks, we could be looking at an alien invasion under microscope, and at the very least, the new blood of the new hybrid human. Yeah, but it's not human. Is this why they want to change our DNA? And the source here was Uncensored Sam, published September 9th, 2021. God's true name is recorded within our DNA. So just let me go ahead and explain. Our chains of DNA contain four nucleotide-based pairs called adenine, guanine, thymine, and cytosine. And then there's a unit within the DNA strand called a sulfuric bridge. This sulfuric bridge holds our entire DNA strand together. It only appears after every 10 nucleic acids have been laid down, and then after every 5 nucleic acids, then every 6th, and then again after every 5 nucleic acids. So we get this repeating numerical value of 10, 5, 6, 5 within our DNA strand. Well, it turns out that the biblical name for God, YHWH, contains the same numerical value as our DNA strand. Yod He Vav He equals 10, 5, 6, 5. What's even more interesting is that if you take the Hebrew name of YHWH, you know, it doesn't have vowels in it. Men added vowels to make Yahweh or Jehovah. They added in the vowels. And God made it, of course, so humans couldn't say it with their mouth. You could know him, but you couldn't say him with your mouth. So the Jews kind of took something from that they didn't want to say the name of God, right? So the Hebrew name of YHWH, and they place it on its side, you get the image of a human being. Part 3 of this video series suggests that DNA is a language. Many people were wondering what God made the language of DNA. We know him. Researchers at Harvard University announced today that they have found what happens to be a message from God written inside the human genome. In a little explored section of non-coding DNA, a team of top geneticists discovered a 22-word snippet of ancient Aramaic in which God confirms this existence and his role in creating life on Earth. Quote, "We knew the patterns weren't naturally occurring," explains Charles Watson, the lead scientist on the project. Quote, "But we couldn't come up with any convincing explanation for them," unquote. So, on a whim, we started cross-referencing the patterns with language databases, he explains, and we were shocked to find that the patterns corresponded to ancient Aramaic. Oh! Stunned by its discovery, the team contacted language experts familiar with Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke in daily life. Well, he could have spoken it, yes, true, but the Bible was originally written in Greek. We know that from the numeric pattern, which is in the Greek. Okay, because the Greeks obviously had them under the thumb for many years. So they ended up speaking that. Back to our article here. Entirely decoded, the message reads, "Hello, my children. This is Yahweh, the one true Lord. You have found creation's secret. Now go tell the world who is the true God and creator of all." So cool. Okay, here's a Rumble video of this, and this is why they want to change our DNA. Yes, well, the people are Satanists. Obviously, they don't like that. They don't want the Lord to be in control of your DNA, but of course, he's in control of everything, even them, you know? So they'll fail. I mean, they'll make a lot of people, people marked with the beast, because they are beasts, but they won't get the righteous. COVID shots turn humanity into patentable species, the Supreme Court ruling, and it is in the patents. COVID shots, I'm leaving you a link here for this so you can read it yourself. Zombie invasion begins mid-January 2022, along with mass sickness and death, especially for the jabbed. I'll leave you a link for this. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? And here we are. We're going there very quickly, aren't we? Okay, this next article. Zombie invasion begins mid-January 2022, along with mass sickness and death, especially for the jabbed. Make the Omicron zombie disease X connection now, and then head for the hills. In other words, you need to know about this. Now head for the hills. Okay? Now, we're not necessarily taking their advice, but we want to know what they've discovered. Okay, One News, December 23rd, 2021. People, what we have here is proof that there is a collusion and conspiracy for mass murder and zombification of humanity on a scale that defies most people's awareness. For starters, you must understand that new technologies, especially of the electromagnetic radiation kind, tend to coincide with new illnesses. This has been going on for decades. Now, the latest is the 5G rollout. a major step scheduled for early January. I'd like you to simply observe the mass media. Two things are scheduled. Number one, 5G rollout. A new wave of 5G tech is set to become active. I'll put a link here. Okay. Number two, media keeps suggesting people will get sick early January. Okay, I'll put a link here. You can read that. They seem to know something about Disease X, also known as 5G radiation sickness. All right, put a link for that. Gee, how do they know? The writer says. They know because they know 5G is going to make people sick, and even worse. Well, you know what? We have been tested with 5G. We've got towers all around us, next to us, and some of our people even over them. And you know what? People started getting sick. We started rebuking it and believing God. And you know what? We're not feeling the effects. They know the graphene oxide in the vaxxed is activated by electromagnetic radiation. Okay, I'll put a link here. The link says, this is what will create zombies. Watch graphene oxide dance to a frequency in a lab. What this means is that vax ingredient can be frequency adjusted to do whatever. Okay? They know graphene oxide at the molecular level is the equivalent of tiny razor blades. A leading scientist was murdered for telling the world this. That's a fact. If you have the jab or several, you probably have lots to be concerned about with 5G. Okay, but I'm going to say, fear not. Lo, I will be with you always. From here on down, he is speaking to non-believers, and you'll notice the negativity. Okay, but I'm going to try to season it with salt a little bit, okay? If I were you, I'd pretty much be heading to the countryside. I kind of agree with that myself, but not for the same reason. Since cities are where most of the sin happens and most of the judgment comes, that's proven by the Bible itself, I always recommend people move out of the cities and away from the fault lines and the seashores. Things are going to happen. Yes, water is coming in places it shouldn't be, and so on. How are you going to live when tiny razor blades are slicing through your body 24/7? Again, I'll put my thought here, and those who believe the word of God will live by Psalm 91. Where it says, there shall no evil befall thee. Do you believe it? The people who went to get the vaccine did not believe God was a healer and that he would heal consistently. They didn't believe. Now look at them. There shall no evil befall thee. And the Passover, which is where God exercised control over the destroyer for those who lived under the blood. Ha-ha. So there is a secret. Live under the blood. And Jesus said in Luke 10 and 19, behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Do you believe it? As with everything else in the Bible, the parts you believe is the parts you get the blessing of, right? And the parts you don't, you get nothing. Be it unto you according to your faith, as our Lord Jesus said. You know what? You need to quit going to church and read your Bible. Church isn't working for people for some reason. You need to read your Bible and believe every bit of it, okay? Especially the New Testament, okay? So he goes on to say, how are you going to be healthy? How are you going to survive? Well, I would say learn from our God's vaccine book It's on the front of our site. Go there and get it. It's free. Okay? How will your body repair itself as all the organs and capillaries are receiving thousands of tiny slices nonstop? Remember, nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Do you believe it? Will you pray and believe you have received? Jesus said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them. You see, that covers everything. All you have to do is pray and believe God heard you and received it, and he's taking it under his arm, right? And he goes on to say, 5G is bad enough if you are not jabbed, but if you are, it might be a death sentence, or at the very least, the end of your body as you know it. Well, we know this. Galatians 3 and 13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. If you haven't read Deuteronomy 28, the curse of the law, go read it. It's everything detrimental that happens to man because they've broken his law. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Would you consider graphene oxide slicing up your insides a curse? I would say so. Yes, of course. Having become a curse for, he bore our curse. He bore our sickness. Believe it. You will need it where we're going. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So God put our curse upon Jesus. Do you believe it? It's a cause for rejoicing. All right, he goes on. Face it. What if graphene oxide is in the brain and then you expose yourself to that radiation that is 100 times stronger than 4G? I know this. Proverbs 10 and 2 says, treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. Now, what does that say? It says very clearly, repent of your sins, confess your sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And then be justified by faith, because Jesus became a curse for you. Jesus bore your curse. He bore your sins. He bore your sickness. See, you better get in the Bible and find out what are your protections. Okay. He goes on. Now, this is also a trend in the news. The airlines are already bracing for people for weirdness. Yes, you heard it. Weirdness. Imagine a vaxxed pilot exposed constantly to 5G. To me, it's like a scenario of the rise of the zombies. Their brains will be sliced over and over by tiny razor blades, one molecule thick. Yes, this will surely be the rise of the zombies, he says. This sounds like a big joke, right? The military does not think so. And they are also experts in electromagnetic warfare. Hundreds of military, law enforcement, and medical personnel will observe the Hollywood-style production of a zombie attack as part of their emergency response training. And I'm going to put some links here below, several links, about their training, about the mock zombie invasion, about Marine police prepare for zombie invasion, on and on. You need to know that they don't have a real accurate test for Omicron. I don't think they have a test for Omicron. Or the other variants. Or COVID. That's why they are phasing out the PCR test. They use this term phase out instead of it never worked to avoid admission of guilt for crimes against humanity. Or, let's be blunt, this is the greatest crime against humanity that has ever been perpetuated, and they won't stop unless humanity figures things out and stops them. No, it's really not up to humanity. It's up to God. When God turns you over to the devil, you are turned over to the devil. And the way out from under that curse, by the way, is get in the Bible and find out your rights. That's right. Your rights in the kingdom. Okay, another article. Graphene Oxide and the End of Days Apocalypse. Posted on August the 12th, 2021 by State of the Nation. Dr. Jose Luis Savillano expresses his theory that graphene oxide, GO, is the biotech ingredient chosen for controlling mankind in the New World Order, as defined by the Davos, the Bilderbergs, and World War II Nazi collaborator Klaus Schwab, who founded the World Economic Forum. Graphene oxide, GO, is found in the current COVID-19 vaccines. GO is a superconductor with unique electromagnetic properties that can facilitate the altering of human genetics. The COVID-19 mRNA vaccines are the trial run for the genetic apocalypse. The plan is to alter the human species to install population control and coercive slavery through injection of graphene oxide into the bloodstream, where intracellular conductivity will allow Neuralink, that's Elon Musk's thing, nanotechnology, and remove control of the human body and brain using directed electromagnetic radiation of various frequencies. I'll put a link here. They are desperate to get this graphene oxide into people any way they can, including spraying it in the air, putting it in the food, and nasal swabs for the PCR test. That's right. If you take that nasal swab in, let them put it up your nose, they just put it in you. September 23rd, 2021. Red alert. Aerosolized skin penetrating nanoparticle spike protein attack vector confirmed. I'll put the link here. Operation Disclosure. Former FEMA, whistleblower Celeste Solemn explains that the Corona PCR test is implanting a microchip. So the nasopharyngeal, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, COVID-19 PCR tests were never tests at all. They are implanting chips, inserting nanobots called nanites with a bioweapons payload for the brain, while at the same time harvesting DNA. The PCR swab is inserted straight to the nasopharynx behind the nose and forehead where your eyes are. It is at the blood-brain barrier and next to your pineal gland. And I believe that they are knocking out people's senses with these bioweapons and killing human intuition and your ability to cognitively see what they are doing to us. They're knocking out our senses and targeting the brain with nanites that carry a payload. You can see why we're going to end up with around a bunch of zombies, right? Decline the tests. Refuse the masks. They're putting it in the masks. Don't let them implant the microchip. Amen. And if you do, you need to get rid of it before the mark of the beast, because after that, it's too late. Well, here's some very informative links explaining graphene oxide, its history, and what they plan on using it for. I'll put them here. Here's one, graphene oxide, 5G, and COVID presentation and notes on SGT report. Here's a quote from Klaus Schwab's book, COVID-19, The Great Reset. Okay, here's a quote. Euthanasia is for the terminally ill, and the aged shall be compulsory. No cities shall be larger than a predetermined number as described in the work of Calgary. Essential workers will be moved to other cities if the one they are in becomes overpopulated. Of course, this is after they've taken over your brains and you're submissive, right? Other non-essential workers will be chosen at random and sent to underpopulated cities to fill quotas. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics of fatal rapid-acting diseases and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races. The populations of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than on other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races, selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. Can you imagine some idiot would write this in their own, in a book? We know them, right? They're so arrogant now they don't care. From time to time there shall be artificially contrived food and water shortages and medical care to remind the masses that their very existence depends on the goodwill of the Committee of 300. The elites, right? Okay, here's another one. The Culling of the Human Race, Part 2, by Jerry Ungerian, 11/21/20. Altering DNA, luciferase, biogel, implantable biochip to be tracked by 5G technology. It isn't a conspiracy theory when they are openly telling you what they want to do first and foremost. I encourage the reader to watch this short video in which Dr. Kerry Madaj explains the mRNA vaccine in terms that we can understand. She is a brave woman to openly expose the dangerous DNA-changing vaccine. DARPA-funded implantable biochip can potentially deploy Moderna's mRNA vaccine. And this is from Nanotechnology News. In a bid to try to battle the ongoing Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-10, pandemic, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, is funding the development of an implantable biochip that could be deployed as soon as next year. The chip is said to be able to deploy an experimental new vaccine developed jointly by Moderna and the U.S. government that could change human DNA. The chip and the vaccine built on a breakthrough made by then Harvard University professor and eventual Moderna co-founder Derek Rossi in 2010. In his discovery, which the now retired scientist says came about purely by accident, Rossi claimed that he found a way to reprogram messenger ribonucleic acid, mRNA, the molecules that carry genetic instructions for cell development in the human body. Reprogram you. They want to reprogram you. And the crazies are out there. I mean, pray for the Alliance to quickly take these people down. We know they're still going to be around by the middle of the tribulation period. We know they're going to do the mark of the beast. We know it. So it won't be permanently taken away. We're only going to get a breathing period here. The promise provided by Rossi's breakthrough was such that it allowed him to co-found Moderna with private equity firm Flagship Pioneering. The company then attracted almost $500 million from the federal government to begin developing vaccines using the new technology. In a preliminary report last July, funded by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, the National Institutes of Health, NIH, Moderna's mRNA-1273 vaccine was found to have induced anti-SARS COVID-2 immune responses in all participants, and no trial-limiting safety concerns were identified. Of course not. They don't care if they get you. They just want to get the results of the experiment. Despite this, however, one obstacle to the deployment of Moderna's vaccine is the method of delivery. While Moderna is developing its own system, it's unlikely to get Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approval anytime soon. Enter Profusa, which is developing a nanoscale biochip that can detect symptoms of an infection. Profusa's biochip is made using a technology called hydrogels that were a product of the Vivo Nano Platforms, IVN, program that DARPA's Biological Technologies Office, BTO, acknowledged in 2014 to develop implantable nanotechnologies. People, these mad scientists are everywhere. And they want to make you crazy. These hydrogels are soft, flexible nano machines that are injected beneath the skin to perform monitoring. This hydrogel includes a specially engineered molecule that sends a fluorescent signal outside the body when it begins to fight infection. This signal can then be detected by a sensor attached to the skin that can then be sent to an app or even to a doctor's website. When it was first tested in 2018, this hydrogel was being used to measure glucose, oxygen, and lactate levels. However, this past March, the company quietly announced that it was conducting a study to see if the technology could be used to detect respiratory diseases, including COVID-19. So if you got it, they're going to know it, and so on and so forth. And then they take their own actions against you. More importantly, Profusa's biochip is expected to receive fast-track authorization from the FDA by early 2021. With this in mind, some are speculating that the biochip will more than likely be the candidate for the mRNA's vaccine delivery. And you can read the whole article. We'll put the link here. This is from mintpress.com. The most significant scientific discovery since gravity has been hiding in plain sight for nearly a decade, and its destructive potential to humanity is so enormous that the biggest war machine on the planet immediately deployed its vast resources to possess and control it, financing its research and development through agencies like the National Institutes of Health, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, and HHS, BARDA. The revolutionary breakthrough came to a Canadian scientist named Derek Rossi in 2010, purely by accident. The now-retired Harvard professor claimed in an interview with the National Post that he found a way to reprogram the molecules that carry the genetic instructions for cell development in the human body, not to mention all biological life forms. There's a few extra things in this one than there was in the last one. These molecules are called messenger ribonucleic acid, or mRNA, and the newly found ability to rewrite those instructions to produce any kind of cell within a biological organism has radically changed the course of Western medicine and science, even if no one has really noticed yet. As Rossi himself puts it, the real important discovery here was you could use mRNA, and if you got it into the cells, then you could get the mRNA to express any protein in the cells. And this was the big thing. It was so big that by 2014, Rossi was able to retire after the company he co-founded with flagship pioneering private equity firm to exploit his innovation, Moderna Incorporated, attracted almost $500 million in federal award monies to begin developing vaccines using the technology. No longer affiliated with Moderna, beyond his stock holdings, Rossi is just watching for what happens next. And if he's anything like the doting hockey dad he is portrayed to be, he must be horrified. So, here, remote control biology. As early as 2006, DARPA has already researching how to identify viral upper respiratory pathogens through its Predicting Health and Disease PhD program, which led to the creation of the agency's Biological Technologies Office, as reported by Whitney Webb in a May article for The Last American Vagabond. In 2014, DARPA's BTO launched its In Vivo Nano Platforms, IVN, program, which researches implantable nanotechnologies leading to the development of hydrogel. Hydrogel is a nanotechnology whose inventor early on boasted that if it pans out with approval from FDA, then consumers could get the sensors implanted in their core to measure their levels of glucose, oxygen, and lactate. This contact lens-like material requires a special injector to be introduced under the skin where it can transmit light-based digital signals through a wireless network like 5G. As you can see, some of these, this article is like the last one, but there's more information. Once firmly implanted inside the body, human cells are at the mercy of any mRNA program delivered via this substrate, unleashing a nightmare of possibilities. It is perhaps the first true step towards full-on transhumanism, a philosophy that is in vogue with many powerful and influential people, such as Google's Ray Kurzweil and Eric Schmidt, and whose proponents see the fusion of technology and biology as an inevitable consequence of human progress. Well, that depends on what you call progress. The private company created to market this technology that follows for biological processes to be controlled remotely and opens the door to the potential manipulation of our biological responses and ultimately our entire existence is called Profusa U.S. Incorporated, Profusa Incorporated, and its operations are funded with millions from NIH and DARPA. In March, the company was quietly inserted into the crowded COVID-19 bazaar in March 2020 when it announced that the injectable biochip for the detection of viral respiratory diseases, including COVID-19. And here's, you can read the whole article here, put that there, that link here. This new article really caught my attention. These bad actors on the world stage are not even trying to hide anything from the public. I believe that this has happened because of the fear tactic. Many people who have given up their liberties and have cloistered themselves in their homes are terrified. Klaus Schwab is the head of the WEF, World Economic Forum. This man is salivating over the coming New World Order. Yes. Valsoib, Great Reset, will lead to a fusion of our physical and digital and biological identity. And this is from summitnews.com. Globalist Klaus Schwab made it clear that transhumanism is an integral part of the Great Reset when he said that the Fourth Industrial Revolution would lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity, which in his book he clarifies as implantable microchips that can read your thoughts. Oh boy. As we highlighted earlier, the Great Reset is attracting a deluge of fresh attention in the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic, which Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said was an opportunity for a reset. Well, march them down to Gitmo, please, Lord. The agenda is primarily based around dismantling the current capitalist system in favor of greater centralized technocrat rule, which will lead to lower standards of living, less fuel consumption, fewer civil liberties, and the accelerated automation of jobs. However, another key aspect to the Great Reset, or the Fourth Industrial Revolution, as Schwab calls it, is merging man with machine. And we'll put the link here. Schwab went on to explain how his book, Shaping the Future of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, was particularly popular in China, South Korea, and Japan, with the South Korean military alone purchasing 16,000 copies of this nuts book. In the book, Schwab explains with excitement how upcoming technology will allow authorities to intrude into the hitherto private space of our minds, reading our thoughts and influencing our behavior. He goes on to predict that this will provide an incentive for law enforcement to implement Minority Report-style pre-crime programs. Oh, boy. In other words, they're going to predict that you're one of them and you would do this and you would do that. And so they convict you on that. Well, as capabilities in this area improve, the temptation for law enforcement agencies and courts to use techniques to determine the likelihood of criminal activity, assess guilt, or even possibly retrieve memories directly from people's brains will increase, writes Schwab. Even crossing a national border might one day involve a detailed brain scan to assess an individual's security risk. Of course, he wouldn't have this problem, and neither would any of the elite have this problem. I mean, if they were scanned, they would find that they don't have a brain. Schwab also waxes lyrical about the transhumanist utopian dream shared by all elitists, which will ultimately lead to the creation of human cyborgs. Fourth Industrial Revolution technologies will not stop at becoming part of the physical world around us. They will become part of us, writes Schwab. Indeed, some of us already feel that our smartphones have become an extension of ourselves. Ah, you have no idea. Today, external devices, from wearable computers to virtual reality headsets, will almost certainly become implantable in our bodies and our brains. Schwab also openly endorses something the media still claims is solely a domain of discussion for conspiracy theorists, namely active implantable microchips that break the skin barrier of our bodies. Oh, yeah. Yep, that's a conspiracy theory. The globalist hails the arrival of an implanted devices that will likely also help to communicate thoughts normally expressed verbally through a built-in a smartphone and potentially unexpressed thoughts or moods by reading brain waves and other signals. So, in other words, the fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity relates to the transhumanist a singularity, and a future where people have their every movement tracked and every thought read by an implantable microchip. It isn't a conspiracy theory when they openly tell you what they want to do. And I'll put a link here. I want to say something very important to the brethren. The COVID-19 vaccine is not the mark of the beast, he says. Well, my thought is, this technology is now is not the mark of the beast, because this starts in the middle of the tribulation. The mark of the beast comes in the middle of the tribulation. So here is the mid-trib mark of the beast. Revelation 13, 11 through 18. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and spoke as a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And which, by the way, they can probably make you see anything they want you to see in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, or man. His number is 666. So he goes on to say, those on the earth during this time who come to the realization that Christ is Lord will refuse to take the mark. They will also be hunted down by armies of Antichrist and will be beheaded. Some will, that's true. But their souls will be in heaven with our precious Lord Jesus. Yes, if they're martyrs for Jesus, true. Remember this passage of Scripture, Revelation 6 and 10. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? These were those who were slaughtered for their faith by Antichrist. They are asking the Lord, how long before he will judge and avenge their blood? He says, and he goes on to say, brethren, I hope that this has helped some who worry about the vaccine being the actual mark of the beast, but I still say, do not get the vaccine. It changes our DNA, which is God-given. Pray and share the saving gospel of Jesus Christ with lost. Time is short. Well, let me say that the saving power of Jesus Christ goes far beyond, you know, the worries that are in these articles. It goes far beyond that. And you need to find that out now, because you need to have faith in the coming days. Many who don't have time to grow up in their faith, or they squander their time on other things, are going to find themselves taken out, and in many cases it may not even be necessary if they would go ahead and seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, right? Holiness or sanctification is a refuge from the beast, as a highway of holiness that leads to Zion. The unclean cannot travel this highway. Righteousness delivereth from death, the Bible says. The beast is always given authority to crucify the flesh, if a person is dead to self, which is a gift from God, which he's already given, by the way, they never have to worry about the beast. In Isaiah 35, 1 through 10, the wilderness, this is the tribulation according to Revelation 12 and Revelation 17. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall, see, everybody wants to escape the wilderness, but God is saying people are going to bear fruit there. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. And they shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees. No, don't fear, you know, walk by faith in God, right? Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Praise the Lord. Well, it is true. A lot of their plans won't come to pass for the righteous. Make sure you're one of them. Verse 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. So God is going to abundantly provide in the wilderness. And that's why, well, after the horror stories many people read and believe, they want to escape this, but they need fruit before going to heaven. And the glowing sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where they lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And the highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Listen to this. A highway shall be there, and a way. It shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for the redeemed. The wayfaring men, yea, fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there on this highway of holiness, right? Nor shall any ravenous beast go up thereon, on this highway of holiness. Okay. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Does this sound like God has given us an opportunity to walk above this world and its curses? And I've been trying to explain to you here and there through this revelation, you know, that we have this. It's already been given. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. So they passed all the trials, and they can go to Zion, which is, by the way, the bride. The bride is going to rule over the multitudes who come out of the nations to go back to their promised land. Come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Wow. Is this cool or what? Okay. Luke 21, 34 through 36 says this. But take heed to yourselves, lest haply your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting. That means overindulging in this world. You know what? We've been given the Great Commission. We're supposed to, first of all, get the board out of our eyes so we can see clearly to get the mote out of our brother's eye. That's what we're here for. We're not here to have a good time. We can have that in heaven, and it'll be a lot better. So, take heed to yourselves, lest haply your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. That means delusional, right? because you really don't know what's important, and you really don't know why you're here. And most religious leaders don't know that either, and they can't tell you. They're telling you to sit on your pew and just count on the rapture. Well, when that doesn't work for them, what are the people going to do who did not prepare for these coming days? You must do it now. You must get the Word of God in your heart. There's nothing that the beast can do with the Word of God in your heart. Okay, and cares of this life. Yes, these very fleeting cares of this life. You know, what are we here for? And that day shall come on you suddenly as a snare. There it is. You see why? It's because people are not preparing. It will come on you suddenly as a snare. Look out there. It's happening. It's happening. We're leading up to the tribulation. You know when the tribulation is going to start? When this beast has conquered the other beast, and they make this covenant with many, which, by the way, I've got a few things to say about that too. It will come on many people unawares because they need to get out of their playpens and get their Bible and go read that Bible. For so shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the earth. All them that dwell on the face of the earth. Did you know Revelation 13 talks about how the beast is going to make war with those who dwell in the heavenlies? Do you think that that's talking about people who are not on the earth? No, it's not talking about that. They're on the earth, but they're in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You see, you can get above the earth by abiding in Christ Jesus. That's where heavenly places are. If you want to get out of touch by the beast or the dragon, get in Christ Jesus. How do you do that? You get in the Word. You abide in the Word. He said everybody that loves Him will keep His commandments. Righteousness delivereth from death. Before you can manifestly have righteousness, you have it by faith. And faith is accounted as righteousness. So you accept the gospel that the Lord gives you, that He took away your sins, He healed your body, He delivered you from the curse, and these revelations will put you in Christ and above the earth. All those that dwell on the face of the earth, they're all going to be taken down by this stuff. But watch you at every season, making supplication, that you may prevail to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. How great! Pray that you be counted worthy to escape all these things. Amen. And Revelation 12:9-14 or so. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. Cast down, his authority over earth being cast down. How does this happen? Well, here we are. And this, by the way, happens right after the man-child ministry is birthed, caught up to the throne of authority, and given to the woman in the wilderness to lead her through the wilderness. Yes. And so, the great dragon was cast down. Who is the great dragon? He is manifested through all of the elite leadership. He always has humans to do his dirty work for him too, besides his demons. And these people are now being cast down. Yeah. The great red dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was cast down to the earth. And his angels were cast down with him. And I heard a great voice in heaven saying, Now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. Now is come? Yes. We've been given dominion over the powers of darkness as regards to ourselves when we walk under the blood and we accept the power that the Lord Jesus gave us. Some people say, oh no, he only gave that to those first apostles. No, he did not. They were commanded to tell us and make disciples of us in every way, passing on the things that they heard from him. And so we are doing that. I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Authority over their power. That's what's been given. So, now has come the salvation, the power, the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Now, you know Jesus has been given all authority in heaven and on earth, but he delegated it to us. He said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them. He's passed on and delegated his authority to his children in the earth. And the accuser of our brethren is cast down. He accuses them before our God day and night. And verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman that brought forth the man child. And there were given to the woman two wings of the great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness unto her place, where she is nourished for a time and half a time, that's 3.5 years, from the face of the serpent. How awesome is this? Well, now, the serpent is bound to be angry. Let me share a little piece of Operation Disclosure here. They flipped the switch. Global reset. Jisara Nisara is activated. Now, this is not the deep state's global reset, but this is the new, it's a government, because it demands certain things for a person to be able to partake of Jisara Nisara, and it's also an economy, a new economy. It's time. It's happening. The switch has been turned. It's all started in London. Q. Now you know Q, right? The Cabals, U.S. Incorporated, Crown, Vatican, and their central banks are now dead. Midnight, Friday, December the 31st, London's Big Ben bell didn't ring. They turned the switch like in V for Vendetta, and then the complete system and power structure collapse. Kaboom. This marker means they flipped the switch. We are free now. Awesome news for QAnons and people. The corrupt, dictatorial, globalist power structures has been turned off. Let me say that this is a temporary thing. This the Medo-Persian Empire conquered the Babylonian Empire. The Medo-Persian Empire, whose leader, Cyrus, is Trump. In a type, and they are the new beast to conquer the earth, and they will last a while, and then another beast will conquer the earth about the middle of the tribulation period, and it's that Grecian beast that many people say is the Antichrist, but it's not. It's a type and a shadow of Antichrist, and Antichrist is very big as we know from the Bible. Read the New Testament. Look up the word Antichrist. You will be shocked at what it is not and who it actually is. You cannot trust preachers. They're under the letter, just like the Pharisees were, and they'll deceive you concerning these things. So, you can read our book, Hidden Manna for the End Times, and find out some answers and some truths about these things. So, the corrupt dictatorial globalist power structures has been turned off for now. January 1st is Basel III London deadline. It means all banks need to be backed by gold or they will close. So they activate the new quantum financial system backed by gold. Happy New Year. It all starts now in 2022. Well, you can imagine that this is going to plunder the deep state. And they're not going to take it lying down. And we noticed one of their retaliations was this 10,000 homes being burnt down by DEW weapons. So they're mad. And, of course, they think it's their right to rule over you and make a grub worm out of you so that you can serve them, right? I'll read on. It's a new beginning, global reset, Jisara Nasara activated, the people's victory, Commonwealth game over. Congratulations, everyone. Well, yes. It does seem like a very honest thing, and it does seem like it will bring a lot of nations up on the level of the United States. As far as the value of their currencies and so on and so forth. And they're, of course, spending money that they've repatriated from the deep state. Quadrillions of money. Tons and tons and tons of gold that they have repatriated from underground that was stored there by the deep state. And the Vatican, and London, and D.C. criminals. All of these are three separate states within the state, you know, and they're separated so that they can get away with the crimes that they do. So anyway, he says, congratulations. I say on the short term, this is Cyrus getting ready to rebuild the kingdom. Okay. The harvest is them committing the crimes in plain sight for us to see and to get caught. Collect them all and go after them and suing them for their crimes and then arresting them at all the same time with indictments and warrants. So this is the very smart way to do it, is don't give everybody indictments and warrants so they can run to their caves when they think you're going after them, but do it at the same time. They are all going down so fast right now. And it is a large group. You think it's just Gitmo? No, it's not. It's a large group of places that are military tribunaling these people. And there's an awful lot of them, so don't think it's going to be over overnight. Okay? But the people in most of the power are taking over. So he says, watch the show. You will love how this movie ends. The revolution is not televised, but the revelations will be. The revolution, many people don't know it's going on. And they feel kind of hopeless seeing this communist in power. And knowing that he's turning the whole world over to mush, they don't understand that the Lord has been merciful. And the war is being fought underground. Many of the earthquakes are at a certain level where the underground dumbs are, deep underground military bases are. they're taking out those underground military bases, which has basically been taken over by deep state personnel. They're taking them out. They've been doing it for a while. All these earthquakes that are happening out there on certain level, like a 6.2, these are all military bases being taken out. And the military tribunals are secret and hidden. But soon it will all be revealed to the public, he says here. Trump and Q, Great Awakening World. They attribute this paragraph to come from. White hats are in control. Your money is safe in the bank and will be transferred to the new metal-backed treasury notes worth more than it does now. Yeah. So the funny money is going away very quickly, and people are switching away from it right now. It's going to be worthless. Don't worry about it. If you've got bills in the bank, they will trade them for the new bills. Okay. A black swan event will create the biggest stock market crash in human history. So better get out now. Leave your money in the bank, buy gold and silver, or buy cryptos, or obey the Lord, I'm going to say, like XRP and XLM, buy the new CBDCs, ISO 20022 U.S. regulated Basel III compliant, which means backed by gold. Everything's going to be backed by gold. They've got enough gold for all of the nations to have their currency backed by gold. And they're coming out with a brand new currency. So, phase four is the end game. There is no step five and the end, Q. We're taking over this year, Donald Trump. Let's see here. All right. The real news for Saturday, January the 1st, 2022. On Friday, December the 31st, 2021, midnight, with 209 BRICS nations switching to gold asset-backed currency and the AIIB doing away with the petrodollar, the corrupt cabal U.S. Incorporated ended their vile reign and control of U.S. taxpayer monies. U.S. Incorporated, the Crown, the Vatican, and their central banking system were all bankrupt. All banks not Basel III compliant, meaning having gold to back their fiat U.S. dollar, right, would lose their license. January the 1st, 2022, the global currency reset was official, and gold asset-backed currency included the U.S. note in effect, which began implementation of Jisara Nisara. This begins the implementation of this new law and new economy. Is the trouble over? No, it's not. You know, they would have you to believe that, you know, especially a whole lot of the New Age people that are in here. They're saying that we're coming to 1,000 years of peace, which, you know, that's a lie. We're coming to the tribulation, but they don't believe in the book of Revelation. So, and there's a lot of these people that are mixed in with the right-wing people and Christians. They all, at this particular time, have one goal, and that is to bring out Jisara Nisara. That's their one goal. But soon, they're going to find out they can't live with one another. We just can't throw away the book of Revelation. It has a numeric pattern in it, just like the rest of the Bible. Yeah. So, another point here. The constitutional U.S. republic was restored. We are now a republic. and the military would soon take over mainstream media throughout the globe through their emergency broadcast system. And that's where the declass is going to happen. They're going to start telling the truth that the mainstream media won't touch because they're basically captured by the same demon-possessed people. So, the truth was going to get out, and a lot of people were going to know that they've been serving a beast kingdom. The worst. Okay, here's Whiplash. He said, it's coming. Hold the line. Hold fast. Public will know soon. They have 24/7 access to NSA database. Obama contracted the Leonardo spy satellite and spied on Donald J. Trump with GCHQ. And Vatican and UK royal family is caught. On December the 6th, Anthony Fauci, a guy you've been really worried about, Anthony Fauci, Peter Daszak, Melinda Gates, William or Bill Gates the third, and 12 others accused of numerous violations of the Nuremberg Code. Okay. In a stunning 46-page legal filing to the International Criminal Court, these included various crimes against humanity, which you will find out he is totally guilty of. They are all totally guilty of. And war crimes as defined by Rome Statutes, Article 6, 7, 8, 15, 21, and 53. Very interesting. Gates, Fauci, and Daszak charged with genocide in court filing. And January the 3rd. Well, I'm not going to talk about that. Let's see. January the 6th, 2022. President Trump was having a news conference, which was also a little Christmas and Three Kings Day. Okay, a news conference. Well, we've heard that January the 6th is when he's coming back, quote unquote. He's coming back. Could that be it? Could this news conference be announcing this? Well, they're not telling us, but it's a possibility. I know he's going to have still a war under his hands, you know. But I know the Cyrus is going to completely destroy Babylon as it is today. So, okay. Friday, January the 7th. No, I'm not going to cover that either. Let's see. Okay, January the 15th, 2022, the 45th President Donald J. Trump would hold a rally in Florence, Arizona with live entertainment entitled They Rise from the Ashes. This is going to be very interesting if it comes to pass. Very interesting. I'm not going to tell you everything about it because you wouldn't believe me. Okay. Let's see. Anything else here? Pilots are suing the Biden administration. Here's why thousands of planes are being grounded and flights canceled. Vaccinated pilots are a public danger and need to be stopped now. 4,230 flights canceled today only. You can track it here. Yeah. The mainstream, the MSN, Goya, CEO Robert Yunanyu, I think it says we're looking at a 40% increase in food costs come January 2022, and the price of cans is going up 64% in the new year. Well, they've been talking a lot about this. They were telling people to get food in their houses and so on. Of course, I want to tell you right now, because I have personally seen it in my own life and ministry and home, God multiplies the food. He still does it. He can even put it in your stomach. so that you don't even have to eat it. You just feel full and get up and walk away. Jisara Nasara compliant here. Germany shuts three of its last six nuclear plants. They're doing away with the nukes. That's part of Jisara Nasara. They're replacing it with Tesla-free energy. If you don't know that's been going on, it has. I know for a fact. All Iran's nuke sites have been hit with rods of God already. You don't know what that is. It's telephone pole size tungsten rods in a carrying case up there that slide out of it and go wherever they're told. And they've taken out their nukes. And this is just part of the end fake World War III scenario. Don't worry about the World War III. These nations are not going to have a World War III. They're having a World War III against the deep state. But the deep state is fighting back, and they have some terrible weapons like DEW weapons and space weapons and whatever, you know. So it's not end. You need to start praying, or if you haven't already, start praying for the victory of this beast over the last beast, okay? So, look up earthquakes, Iran nuke reactors, rods of God cause quakes and are designed to nuke reactors and tunnels. In other words, dumbs, deep underground military bases. And look up Iran scenarios, Queen, Russia, and the flip. Everyone versus UK royals, Israel, and the CCP. So, let's see. Over 95% of the Omicron cases are in vaccinated people. And Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA, said this is the first time in history that the effectiveness of a medicine is being blamed on those who haven't taken it. That's, I tell you, the world is sick with stupidity, right? Okay. Well, okay. I think it's time to pray. Let's pray. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you do give victory to the alliance, the nations all joined together to enforce Nasara Jisara, that you give victory to them over the deep state. And Lord, you've already told us that the deep state is still going to do some damage to apostate Christianity and especially leadership. So we know that that's what happened in history, and the things that have been are the things that shall be. And the things that have been done are the things that shall be done. So, Lord, we know that you're going to defend your people who believe your word, but not necessarily those people who believe their own word in their own religions, their idols. And, Lord, you are falling out with them, and we know that you want to remove their stranglehold. We know that the man-child comes like Jesus did, preaching Isaiah 61, delivering the captives from captivity to go back and rebuild their land, their spiritual promised land, and set the captives free. It's all preached there. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for your people in these days. We know tribulation is coming. We know they've already organized and created the covenant, whether they've actually all signed off on it or not. They have it all ready. So we're not very far from the tribulation. And people who have any sense and can read the Bible will realize that we're going into tribulation, and you're not going to fly away. It isn't going to happen. Thank you, Father, that you have a good plan for your people in the wilderness. Great fruit is going to be born by your people in the wilderness. The greatest revival that's ever been seen is going to come forth. The greatest signs and wonders and miracles are going to be done all over the earth, and people are going to hear about it. Oh yes, there'll always be enemies, just like there were in Jesus' ministry. The man-child ministry is Jesus' ministry in this day, because he lives in them through his word and his spirit, and they are reformers to bring us back to the place we should have never left in the first place. So, Lord, thank you so much for what you're doing for your people. Open the eyes of your people, Lord, to realize they have departed from the original covenant in the New Testament. Thank you, Father. Well, all right, saints, God bless you and keep you. We'll do this again sometime, and I pray this has been eye-opening for you, and I pray that you will get prepared for the things that are coming. Get the word in your heart, the promises of God. Live on the promised land. Enter into his rest through your faith in his promises. Amen? Amen. God bless you.
For information, materials, and to contribute, go to unleavenedbreadministries.org. Contributions only may be addressed to David Eales, Post Office Box 23-1616, Montgomery, Alabama 36123.
Can quench my thirsting soul, pure as water made me whole. Let your streams of mercy flow, oh Jesus, I trust in you. Though the mountains fall into the sea, though the rivers rise, I still believe. For your mercy stands and your word is true, oh Jesus, I trust in you. And when I face that darkest night, what will be my guiding light? The shining rays of red and white. Jesus, I trust in you. Oh, Sacred Heart, in you I find mercy seated for all time. I am yours and you are mine. Oh, Jesus, I trust in you. Though the mountains fall into the sea, though the rivers rise, I still believe. For your mercy stands and your word is true, oh Jesus, I trust in you. Though the mountains fall into the sea, though the rivers rise, I still believe. For your mercy stands and your word is true, oh Jesus. Lord Jesus, oh Jesus, I trust in you, I trust in you, I trust in you. Jesus.